us?
In an artificial way. Okay, we need here to read. I was given some things that are called physical laws.
The title is not really the right one. Due to the conversation we had in yesterday's lesson, there are a few principles that will guide us in the upcoming convention in the North this weekend. So we try to find some principles that will guide us. So we wrote them down. We thought of reading them, and we need your guidance.
Well, read.
So I commit to internally and externally disconnect throughout the days of the Congress from the outer world, laptop, telephones, and so on.
We're coming there naked. Really. From all the world, from all the dressings, from the world, all the nonsense, from everything. That's it. You need to take clothes that are comfortable, of course. It's not worth. It's not easy to get dirty there, and I don't know, a sleeping bed or whatever you need there for the bed, your bed things, meaning only the things that you need for the necessary things only. That's it. Special things, of course, not all this electronics, nothing. That's it. Next.
Have alcohol, everything will be given during meal. That's the only time where it is allowed to drink.
Right. This, first of all these laws that we're talking about now are absolute laws. Whoever's not in them will not be accepted with us. That's it. We have enough to play with make-believe.
I will speak to my friends only about the importance of the goal, the greatness of society. I won't talk to them about dissemination or personal affairs. And also, I won't criticize no one or nothing.
Yeah, no criticism, of course. No personal things. It could be that we will have something here and there about dissemination during our study, because anyhow, it's one system that belongs to each other, you know, that relates to each other. And because we need to care for the whole world, then it could be that we will. This is not exactly a condition. But not that I am now talking to him about how are you disseminating there with you in Afula and here in Ashdod and this and that. No.
We won't engage in it at all?
No. You're not doing it in this way. If we're talking about theoretically, not locally or where it's happening, in order to not exit from this field, from this terms that we're to all sorts of, it's like our business. And we don't want that. Then talk about dissemination in generality, how it strengthens us, how it brings us, why we need external dissemination towards internal analogy. This, yes. But not in the form, like in the field, like we do. In order to not exit from this place.
There are no differences
Next.
Between the ages of the participants or a special attitude towards family members. We're all men, equal.
Right. If there's like a father and a son, and we relate to everyone as separate completely, everyone is chavirim, everyone is friends. There's no connection other than friendship.
Father and son shouldn't be physically close to each other?
No. Close, certainly not. A father does not sit with his son. Brother with brother? No. There's no connection. On the contrary, everyone crumbles and connect together again, anew.
I commit to be in one motion with my friends who participate in all activities with heart and mind, lessons, meals, yeshivot chavirim, activities of connection, and so on.
I'm coming there to really deliver myself, give myself, dedicate myself. I do not exist. I will do everything that they need. The more that I'll be kind of dumb, in parentheses, and I will be dedicated to what everyone, and this I am earning, I am benefiting. And this is one thing. The second thing is that that's it. I wanted something, but to say, of course, without any criticism.
I'm aware that I can enter the Congress until Friday 4:30, and if I leave the place, I won't be able to come back.
Yes, so that later he won't have someone who was knocking on the door. No one will let him in.
It's a bit problematic because the first lesson starts at 6:30, and then people should leave at very early in the morning.
Yeah, so let him go out at 4 or 3 from home. What else? Let him come earlier, the night before. Let him even come at 10 at night on Thursday. What can you do? What does he want to do? To come and bother? This we don't want. We're not allowing.
If yes? It's someone's necessity is working, he can't make it on Friday.
When?
Friday.
He works on Friday, so he shouldn't come. He shouldn't come. We cannot accept a person in the middle that will come and will participate in who knows what, and he's not ready. Let him arrange himself that he's not working on Friday. What can you do? Friends, so do this whole convention for one day. There's nothing you can what we can do here. Let's say he works on Friday till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yes? And then he comes. He'll come there at 5, 6. Then what for should he come? Because Friday is the main day. On Shabbat, on Saturday, we're only half a day there, and we're already starting towards the end of Shabbat, the exit of Shabbat, to organize. What for should he come? I don't understand. And anyway, it's bothering us. It's not worth for him, and it's not worth for us. There's no such thing. I'm not even sure what you're asking here. We talked about this already. Yes, grandfather.
If someone has to come back from overseas the last moment, can he join us in the Congress?
It can be that yes. These are special situations in which a person does not find another way, which is really from the heavens.
So he can come until noon, it can be?
This can be. Let's say this is a out of the normal. He can't find a ticket. I'm saying seriously. I'm not playing here. Tickets, I don't believe anything. Everyone's thieves. And then there will be a justification.
Same
yes.
thing about exits. If someone has to go to work, hospital, or to leave before the ending of the Congress?
Exit is a little different because it's like an exit. He can do it like a little smoother. But entrance is much more... And anyhow, we have to understand that if we're doing, we're doing. If a person comes, he comes. There's nothing here.
I think as far as organization,
yes,
we've there's transportation leaving early morning on Friday, 6:30. There's a transportation coming out from here on Friday morning. So we'll have to change the time schedule.
At 6:30 in the morning, the transport is coming from here? I don't know what you're doing. So what for am I going, driving to do a lesson there on Thursday in the evening and Friday at 6:30 in the morning? What are you doing with me? To play with me? I'll play with you. All of a sudden, I won't appear. I didn't sign a contract with you. You're doing whatever you feel like? I don't understand. So do it. Only one day, and that's it.
I wanted to emphasize that point.
What for to start 12 hours before the time if people won't be there? Or I have another audience. This I don't understand. Just to spread the time. This is called a convention of 2.5 days. But actually, in actuality, there are people there. What for to take such a long time? Maybe pay for it too expensive? I don't understand. To prepare food, there'll be, if there are a few people there. I belong to the organization, but I don't understand why to do it this way. What for should I come on Thursday? How many people will be there?
Most of them.
50 אנשים היו ביום חמישי בשיעור.
Registration will be completed today.
570 people will be there in the lesson.
Registration will be completed today, but for the people who can't make it Thursday night, we have booked an early bus for them at Friday, so perhaps we should make it so that they will come at night instead of the morning.
Well, at least a quantity like that. Next. That's it. We basically read everything, right? I commit to sleep only on area of the convention and the hours that are the and special cottages and that about the arrival to the convention. Whoever comes, comes. Whoever doesn't come, doesn't come. And that's it. It's very clear. I don't want to enter all sorts of yes, no, maybe this way or that way, that way. There's no such thing. It's like in the military. That's it. If you're sick, you're sick. You're at home. If you're healthy, you're healthy. You're with us. That's it. If you're available, you're available. If not, then don't come. Half-half, that's how you are all your life, and this is what's happening with your advancement. You understand? We need to stop this. So either seriously we do things or not. Whoever's not seriously, let him go to the 99th. That's it. And he wants to the TV and to see us in this way. What for will he come with us to do as if a spiritual weekend? We don't need him. We need only those who are with us day and night in the lessons, in dissemination, in maser, in all the things. That's it. Those are the people we need. Others not. It's not that we don't want. We want everyone. But here it is a convention for those people, for the center. For those who are really investing themselves. Yes. New students in the campus that are studying for a few months, and they're very much in the thing, but they haven't entered the whole dissemination system. TV observers that are watching us and identify with us. Is there a place for them in the convention or not? I don't think they have a place. I don't think there is a place, a convention for people who are not yet understanding what it means connection. Because we're not studying there. There we're already actualizing connection. And therefore there's no place there. It's not a place for study. I don't think that only that those that just started and are there, you know, for a little time or just watching on TV. What is it just on TV? Is he with us in dissemination? No. Is he with us and all the other things that we do? No. Then he's not with us. That's clear. I respect and love them, but it does not belong to the center of the organization which is coming in order to join together. And by this we agreed and we will end. What did they give him? I have first a personal thing that can fast. In short, quantity or quality, without disturbances. Someone just, my father died 30 days, this is his 30. For me, I have to go to the grave on Friday at 11. I cannot go and come back. So what is this telling me, that I don't belong? Don't belong. It was arranged for you from the heavens, like this. What do you want? What can be? So what, in the sensation, feeling I won't connect? That's your thing. Physically, you're not allowed to come. I understand. I'm taking myself off the list. I'm saying this seriously. I accept this. This is the question. This is the example. And a message is for the end. A course for integral education for instructors. We invite you, teachers and kindergarten teachers, for a introductory course for the opening of the foundations of integral education. It will be on Monday, July 16th, 6:30, Haifa, Tel Aviv and Beersheba. Entrance is free. Go to KAB, COIL. The phone is 1-700-509-29. Convention of Connection in the North, this weekend, 5 to 7 in July. We're entering for a connection convention. and Park Gorin in the north. Come and pay attention. Registration ends today, Tuesday, at midnight. Arriving to the convention comes with invitation in advance. We end here and have a great day.
Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.